was strong. Good morning. Thank you. Wow, this is powerful. It's strong. It's good. Wow, it's good. And always in the worshiping Lord, that reminds me that God is with us. That's good. That God is good all the time. So worshiping time is something that really gives strengthen us. That's so wonderful. So I welcome you all to worship the Lord, and it's more than good morning. It's so awesome that we can all be together and praising the Lord and honoring God and listen to God's word. That's great. So let's read God's word. Let me read it to you from 1 Samuel chapter 30. I'm just going to read 6, 7, 8 according to the New International Version. 1 Samuel chapter 30, verse 6 through 8. David was greatly distressed because the men were talking of stoning him. Each one was bitter in spirit because of his sons and daughters. But David found strength in the Lord, his God. Then David said to Abiathar, the priest, the son of Ahimelech, bring me the ephod. Abiathar brought it to him. Verse 8, and David inquired of the Lord, shall I pursue this raiding party? Will I overtake them? Pursue them, he answered. You will certainly overtake them and succeed in the rescue. Amen. It's about a story about King David. As I just read it, that he found himself, God's strength. And his God, not anyone, but in his God. So he's talking about what is a resource that I can't be strength based on, rely on. It's our Lord. So that's why when we are worshiping the Lord, we are asking God's strength. Because we all need it. Because we are kind of exhausted. We are all weakened throughout this whole week. And I need to, energize again. That's how we do it. When we worship the Lord, we find ourselves in God's strength and our Lord. So that's the passage is so really soothing our heart and just encourage me that, yes, that's right, that's right. So what are we talking about when we talk about strength? Strength is not my own strength. It's based on God's strength. So we're asking God the strength that God supplied for us. So according to 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 11 says, whoever speaks as one who speaks oracles of God, which is God's word, whoever serves as one who serves by the strength that God supplies, in order that in everything God may be glorified. Through Jesus Christ, to him belong glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Amen. So the source is based on God, not ours. Because we're human beings. We're losing all the strength after tremendous works and throughout the whole week. But that when we are talking about God's strength, it's different than that. Do I need food? Do I need to drink? We're not thinking of a physical world. We are talking about spiritual realm, dominion. So that spiritual supply is based on God's strength. That's what we're talking about. For instance, faith. Can I strengthen my own faith, myself? No, you can't. That is a limitation. Because when we talk about leap of faith, that means I can't do it. I need God's help. It says Romans chapter 4, verse 20 and 21. He grew strong in his faith as he gave glory to God, like worshiping the Lord, fully convinced that God was able to do what he had promised. So this all strength is based on God's promises, and we believe that the God will work in our hearts, in our lives. That way we can strongly, you know, grow our faith. It's not only rely on our own strength, but not only work out our own salvation, but God is working in us our salvation. It is by God's grace we can strengthen ourselves. But because God has given us a gift, whenever we talk about grace, it's a gift. God has freely given us this grace. So that's why we are worshiping the Lord, asking God, can you give us that strength as a gift? So 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1 says, be strengthened by the grace that is in Christ Jesus. Because Jesus Christ is our greatest gift, which is resurrection. Because of Jesus Christ's resurrection, we can be strengthened by that gift that Jesus Christ has given us, that one. Not only that, it's with God's strength. We are strengthened with God's strength. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10 says, be strong, yes, in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Wow, mighty God. Yes, amen. So, in faith, by grace, with God's strength. That is what we are talking about when we talk about strength. Yes, we can get all the energy, the food, vitamins, and we need to do exercise. That is a physical dominion, but we're talking about spiritual dominion. According to Ephesians chapter 6, verse 11 and 12, it is against evil. The spiritual world, we have to fight with the spiritual realm and the spiritual dominion. Strengthen against evil. Evil, it says, put on the whole armor of God, which we are talking about spiritual thing, you know, that you may be able to stand against the schemes of the devil. We are talking about the schemes, the device of devil. When we studying the King David's the whole life, we're going to talk about 15 years that how he was able to be strengthened and come to the next season of his whole life. Lastly, any circumstances. For any circumstances we run into, Philippians chapter 4, verse 12 and 13 said, you know, strengthen for every circumstance, in any and every circumstance, I have learned the secret of facing plenty and hunger, abundance and need. I can do all things through him who strengthens me in any circumstances, every circumstances. So that is what we are talking about when we're talking about the strength. We find strength in the Lord, our God, my God. That is the theme that we are learning this morning. So first of all, we've been weakened. Wow, we've been drained spiritually. So we're talking about how David spiritually got tired, depleted. That is something that I want to talk about. We all know that king was anointed by who? Prophet Samuel. Samuel, he is one. I mean, David was 15 years old, a little boy. But among his brothers, God just told him, this is the one that I want to anoint him as. He's a future king. Wow, did he become a king right after he been anointed? Wow, until he appointed as a king and acting as a king, it took 15 years. And he became a real king when he was 30 years old. So between that 15 years, how can you, waiting for that, hoping that, was it really God called me to be king? Wow, was it just some kind of joke? He could be, I mean, he could, when he was 15 years old, he was so, wow, yes, yes, yes. He wanted to see something is going on in his life. But we see that ever since that he was being, I mean, it was a secretly anointed. But King Saul found out that he'd been anointed. He will be the future king. And he's been chasing after David for a long time. And now comes the point, oh, I give up. Lord, I give up. I give up. 1 Samuel, we read at chapter 30, but we go back to the chapter 27, verse 1 said, but David thought to himself, it's about self-talking. Nothing is going on. It's just in his mind. One of these days, I will be destroyed. I will perish, some other version said, by the hands of Saul. That means he will cut one day. He will catch me one day. I'll be so miserable. He was thinking, I'm done. I don't know what I'm going to do. So that is the device, scheme of devil. What is it? Before you come into the next season of your life, between the God's promise that God has given us, that this is my will, and come to the point that it really accomplished in your life, it will be just in a God will do it. It takes a long time. We've been praying based on God's promise. Lord, we need this, we want this, and you have blessed me with this God's word. This is your vision that you have given me. Like a pastor, can you revive us? You know, our young adult, you know, our English congregation, you know, whole church members. Lord, we want to be spiritually revived. And God said, surely you will, certainly it will happen. Yes, be righteous and God will do it. Some point we just get tired. Maybe this is enough. Well, somehow we can do that. That is a point that he got there, right? So the device of Satan is this attack. You know, during that time, there's so many time going on around there. Lord, this is not what I wanted. But there were attacks. Come right before you are the closest to the next season of your life and your life. I thought we would be all blessed. But we come to the point that, you know, wow, Lord, I can't take this anymore. That is a point that we need God desperately at that point. I just read the first part of verse 1. Later part of verse 1 says, the best thing I can do is to escape to the land of Philistines. He just settled at the city called Gath. Verse 4, when Saul was told that David had fled to Gath, he no longer searched for David. Wow, it works. Yeah, no more chasing. You know, all the problem is gone. He thought he solved his whole problem in his life. So he didn't find strength in the Lord, his God. Instead, he found protection among the Philistines. So what is it? Wrong place? It's not the real one. It's not the real one. This is not the real thing. He temporarily, you know, gone to other place under the another, you know, Philistine's protection. So no one will follow him. Oh, well, Saul think about, oh, he went to other country. He is under, you know, in the Philistine. No, well, just let him live, boy. Do whatever you want. He's not before me. He doesn't do anything harm to me. And he won't be able to be a king later because he's just gone. His life is done, you know. No one cares about him. He's gone to other foreign country. So let him. So he found false protection. And he just forgot about that he's been anointed as king. Sometimes we get to that point, you know, wow, I was so excited, I was so blessed by God, and I wanted to do anything, and I'm just eager to go, you know, worship the Lord, and I just pray a lot, and I even fast, you know, Lord, yeah, my spiritual, you know, dominion, my spiritual life is kind of so high, and later, you know, you find yourself in some other place, and you know, not much so, you know, giving or, you know, serving the Lord and no more sacrificing. That is the point that, you know, it's kind of, oh. So I guess God gave me this blessing. You know, I'm okay with this. That's the point that he got there. But I think back of his mind and his brain is always think about, what then, when I was 15 years old, the grace in the prophet Samuel anoint me. Was that something I actually put oil on my head in front of all my family? I guess, was it just a dream? Is it okay for me to stay here? I think he's been thinking a lot of things. Not only he was depleted, but drained, weakened, spiritually, finally, he just got cut. His life was destroyed totally, totally. What has happened to him? We read in starting from verse 6, but let's go back. In verse 3, 1 Samuel chapter 30, verse 3 says, when David and his men, soldiers, a private army, reached Ziklag, they found it destroyed by fire. It was all burned. Ziklag is a place that he was, you know, protected by the Philistine, and he had a good life. But it was all burned down. Not only that, their wives and their sons and daughters taken captive. It just devastating. You know, all the parents think about their own wives, all those soldiers, they think about their whole family. When they came home, it's all gone. His life is done. And David was greatly distressed. Not only David, everyone who lost their own family. For the people spoke of stoning him because all the people were bitter and their soul because they lost their daughters and sons, their wives. It's okay, I get wounds, but when I lost my family, it's so bitter in my soul. It's drained and weakened, depleted, and their soul. Their soul was so devastated. They were distressed. Because whole thing was destroyed. They thought that they were having a good, you know, it's okay, but it was not a real protection. Real protection. You know, he's been chasing by King Saul. And I'm going to get you because you're going to be a future king. No, I won't let that happen. He was always being chased by, you know, he was running, you know, constantly every time. He doesn't have his own home. He doesn't have his own kingdom. He doesn't have his own castle. He has to sleep on the field and wherever he has to lay his head. He didn't have any place to stay. But more than that, after he just escaped from the hands of Saul, he got more problem. Wow, what has happened? What the Amalekites caused them was so devastating that some people were speaking of killing David. So Amalekite is a bit more worse than King Saul. So that's how he got distressed. Now, there is a point that he needed God. He was so desperate, he is asking for God's help. Divine strength in the Lord, his God. 1 Samuel chapter 30, verse 4 said, David and his men wept aloud until they had no strength, no more strength left to weep. See, it's not just drained or weakened. There's no more, nothing left, no strength at all. And what are we going to do at that point? Yes, mostly this is time that we're asking God, Lord, I can't even get up and stand up. I just don't want to do anything. I just want to stay at home. I don't want to go outside. Just kind of self-pity party that we want to have at that point when we don't have any power, any energy left. But instead, verse 6 said, David found strength in the Lord, his God. Wow. You know, at that point, and God just automatically gives you strength. You know what? If that is the case, then you just forget about God's grace. If God gives you strength, you can't even stand up and act on it. Because you're not relying on God. Just automatically. But God says, this is what where it comes to the point that you have to work out your own salvation as God has worked in you. As both and we have to. It's not everything is automatic, will be done. That's most of people think. You know, when I pray, you know, everything will, every problem will be gone. That is not the way it works. That is not the way. We just come to the Lord. As you come, draw near to God, God will come, draw near to us. That is the whole point here. It is not my own strength, but rely on God's strength. Yes, because he didn't have any power. He knows that way I can get that strength back. So that's why. The original language, it says, you know, strengthen himself, because it's a reflective verb. It doesn't mean he got his own strength using his own source. I mean, there's nothing left. Where can he get it? That means he just act. He just rise up, have a belief and faith in the Lord that if I go to the Lord, that he will give his strength and feed me before he lead me. God will feed me before he lead me into his direction. That's why we come to, you know, worshiping and praise the Lord and believe that, yeah, Lord, I need your strength. Asking God's. That's why we're always asking your presence so I can feel your power in my life. Wow. So, when you lost all the strength, let us not blame on somebody or myself. Let's build our faith with the strength of God. So I think this is a good point. You know, whenever we worship the Lord and come to the Lord asking God to help us, you know, Lord, you know, you understand that I've been chased by Saul for a long time. And I know I've been anointed by you through prophet Samuel. But Lord, and it's too much. I can't live my life just continuously running away from King Saul. So I got tired. If that is a point, then I know we all have that moment. But here he said, sorry, Lord, I just got distracted. And I thought, you know, I don't need a daily bread. You know, I used to have a daily bread every day I read Bible, but sporadically I've been reading the, you know, God's word and praying just sporadically and sometimes whenever I remember you. But now, no, it is desperate, Lord. I need you. And just say sorry. And now he found God's strength. That means he got connected with the Lord. He is ready to hear God's word. That is the time that you can hear God's message, when you've been connected. He's not asking for direction. He needed his power and him and the Lord. Now he, and after that, when you read the scripture, after you've been strengthened, after that, he prayed to the Lord. He asking God, what do I have to do now then? Verse 7, 1 Samuel chapter 30, verse 7, David said to Abiathar, the priest, bring me the ephod. He's ready to go and worship the Lord and asking God. In verse 8, and David inquired of the Lord, shall I pursue this raiding party? Will I overtake them? And that was the answer. God's direction. He just devoted to the Lord, and there was a direction. Pursue them, God answered. You will certainly, he just gave him a promise, certainly overtake them and succeed and the rescue. Wow. You know, those people, period that the, when he was depleted and he was exhausted, there was no psalm was written that period. There was no spoken of God's word, no prophecy. Because he doesn't have any strength and he doesn't have any direction. He just lost the whole thing. So once you've been renewed by God's strength, he was able to receive God's direction, what he should do for next. So we have to must switch from desperation to devotion. We must and we have to switch from panic to passion for his presence. Like a switch, light switch. And we've been watching that one. This is an off position. But next one is God will recover everything. It was all off. Not as on. God's power is on in our lives. And he came to the point that he has a new season in his life. I want to chronologically, I just wanted to lay out for you the one that I'm referring to, the first anointment to be a king, is chapter 16, verse 13. Samuel took the horn. Horn is a symbol of strength. Horn. It's a strength, the symbol of strength. Took the horn of oil and anointed David in the presence of his brothers. That was first when he was 15 years old. And come to chapter 27, verse 1. I will be destroyed, as I just read it, by the hands of Saul. It took so long. Nothing happened. And he's been destroyed. And distressed. And now he has been recovered. Everything that he lost, because Amalekite has taken all the spoils and all those their families, their wives and all their children. Wow. And 19, nothing was missing. They just recovered everything back to the original position. After that, King Saul killed himself during war, because he wounded so bad, he doesn't want to be killed by enemies, he just wanted to die himself. He just fell on his own sword and killed himself. After that, second time that he's been anointed, is written in not the 1 Samuel, but 2 Samuel, chapter 2, verse 4. They, all the elders, anointed, because it was anointed by God's direction. Now all the people, representative of all the people, they acknowledge that he is king. But only one part, this tribe of Judah and tribe of Israel, all the rest of the whole country, but just one tribe acknowledged that he is our king. The elders anointed David king over the house of Judah because he is descendants of Judah tribe. But come to the next one, verse chapter 5. 2 Samuel chapter 5, verse 4. David was 30 years old. He was 15. It took 15 years to be recognized he is really king over Judah and Israel. David was 30 years old when he became king, finally. This is a new season after all the problems. And he ruled 40 years. He was king over Judah in Hebron. This is a capital city for 7 years and 6 months. And he was king over all Israel and Judah in Jerusalem, so new capital, for 33 years, altogether 40 years. And see what happened. Verse 10. He became stronger and stronger and more strength and more strength. He had no strength whatsoever. And now he's been strengthened and strengthened. Why? Because the Lord God, all-powerful, mighty God, was with him, with him. Ever since that recorded in the Genesis chapter 15, God was with Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Joseph. The phrase, God is with him. As God has promised, and come to the point that King David, God was with him. With him. All the sources of our strength is based on God's mercy and God's grace. And God has given him a power and strength. Wow. All because we found strength in the Lord, our God. How do we get our strength back? It is okay that we've been weakened and our whole spirituality is kind of drained and depleted. It is okay. It is okay. It says, God said, I will strengthen you. Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10 said, fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. So that is God's promise. So when you lost all the strength, and how you strengthen yourself, it's only promise that we, because you promise me, you promise. So think about this. Admit that I don't have power. All the strength is gone. There's no more. And then the people even wanted to kill me. Wow. And you want to pray to the Lord that I need your help. Just admit that I can't do it by myself. I need you, but based on God's promise. We have to trust that one. Because of that, we can stand up. Now we can act upon based on God's promise, and God will act on me in our action, in my action. And after that, you just say back to the Lord, thank you, Lord. You just blessed me. That is how we get strength back. Strength, yes. As we give all the glory to the Lord, that you have given me this power, and by your grace, your strength, I give you back. I just give all the glory to you. It was not based on my strength. It was yours. Just tell God. So This is good thing. Now, you know, we have to fight like eagle. Eagle just take up the snake, right? Snake. Snake is, his dominion is on the ground, right? Have you ever saw an eagle is fighting with a snake on the ground? No, just pick up and just fly into the sky and just throw it into the air. And snake is in the air. He lost all the power, right? That's why we need fight our evil, strengthen against evil is that in the God's armor. God's sword. We use that where the devil lost power. We have to bring it to the spiritual dominion realm so we can pray to the Lord. While we are praying, we are fighting against this devil. All those schemes, all the device that the devil wants to use it. Hey, this is a good time. You can go in a hide in a false. It's not real God's protection. Just keeping us not to find God's strength. So leading us into some other place. This is a safe place for you. No, you have to be the Lord. Fight like eagle. Just put them into the air and pray to the Lord. Lord, release me. Release me from this bondage, this power that is upon me. And just pressure me not to getting up, not to getting up. That is how we fight and get that strength back. So this is promise that God has given us. Philippians chapter 4, verse 19. My God will supply every need of yours according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. So, God will supply us whatever I need, whatever we need. That is the promise that we have to trust. Secondly, Psalms chapter 23, verse 6, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. You know, that is beautiful psalm, according to King David, chapter 23. God's goodness, I need your goodness. Now, James chapter 4, verse 7, we have to throw that devil into the air and just resist the devil, and it will just run away from us, flee from us. And Lord, deliver us from all this trouble. Deliver us all your children. I will deliver you, and you shall glorify me. And Hebrews chapter 13, verse 6. The Lord is my helper. I will not fear. What can man do to me? We are always wanting to please other people, and our hearts kind of devastating because we are run by, mistreated by the other people. We don't know what to do. We have a fear of other people, but let's not. Just love other people and be strong and not to be afraid of other people's, criticism, evaluation, whatever, what they talk about me. It's okay, it's okay. Let's strengthen ourselves in the Lord and his presence. Let us pray all together. Let's pray. Let's strengthen in faith. Let us strengthen by grace. Let us strengthen with God's strength. Strengthen against evil. Strengthen for every condition, any circumstance. My Lord, thank you that you have strengthened me.